It's the Brett Chappell Show with Biscay head coach Brett Chappell and voice of the Bears, Chad Upton. Brought to you this morning by Canton Insurance Services, Biscay Barbershop, Hometown Hardware, Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning, the Board of Trade, Smathers and Smathers, Mountain Credit Union, and by Henson Electrical Services.
From Riverview Farm and Garden here in Kent, it's the Brett Chappell Show along with head coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton as we come back out of the bye week and get another win against a rival in terms of Franklin. Coach played very, very well. We were talking in the booth last night that we kind of felt like that might have been the best performance we'd seen maybe all year. And, for an undefeated football team, I think that's saying a lot, but just so solid in all three phases, we thought last night. Certainly we can pick up on, a couple things here and there. But, and we can start, if you want, just offensively. Very balanced. Thought Braden was brilliant last night. Saw him making some cuts that, just make it just ultra dangerous for a defensive coordinator to try to plan against. Good in the pass game. Aaron was, solid once again. Offense was really, really, really good. I mean, again, we can talk about a lot of things just because we played so well, I think, in all three phases.
I think so. For us, coming out of that bye week, obviously, as a coach, you're worried about the rust. You're worried about coming out and not being as smooth and precise as what we would like to be. But these kids had two really good weeks of practice. Really did, and they understood what they were going to face on Thursday and Friday, both nights. Franklin's JV bunch was undefeated as well. Yeah. When it came to the record and conference and things, so it was just it's just been a good week. I mean, the kids just kind of understood what was in front of them, what they were going to have to do to get it done, and just really pleased, with how well we played. Start to finish. I mean, we had some lulls in there, some things that obviously we'd like to go back and fix and get better at, but I was really pleased with the effort all the way through. And both nights on Thursday and Friday, both nights we started out fast.
Yeah.
And went right down the field and scored and kind of set the tone for the game, and that was really good to see.
When you go back and into the back behind the bye week, what was it that you wanted to be able to take a little bit of time and focus on in terms of, preparation going into the rest of the conference?
For us, and it was kind of two different things because the JVs, we were still trying to work on some things and solidify some things for ourselves and maybe find a couple of different sets that we could get in personnel-wise. But varsity-wise for us, we wanted to, and maybe you've heard this kind of saying before, we wanted to create some games within the game. And Franklin presented some problems for us offensively and defensively and some things that we really were striving for and pushing hard for. And offensively for us, we really wanted to have a good night rushing the ball. We had kind of made our mind up. We challenged our linemen. We set the bar of how many yards we wanted to have rushing. I mean, it was just something that we had set, and we had kind of set that bar at about 150 yards. We needed to have that as a team rushing, needed to have a 100-yard rusher. And, of course, Braden went over that last night and had 200 yards rushing last night. Yeah. So just really, really pleased with what we did up front. And I think that's where it all starts at. When I go back and watch the film, we moved the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And that was just great to see from us. And then defensively, the game within the game that we're talking about, we had challenged them defensively to not give up a 100-yard rusher. Mm-hmm. We've still not done that yet. And the young man that was the tailback for them had over 100 yards last week in his game. So it was really a challenge. And as a team, Franklin only had 89 yards rushing. Mm-hmm. So we created some things, in the mindset of this is what we want to try to accomplish. And I think it really helped motivate our kids, even beyond just the conference game, of things we wanted to try to get done, to help us win the ball game.
When you say presented some problems, are you talking about scheme or are you talking about personnel?
Just what they like to do.
Yeah.
They presented some problems just in how they like to attack things. Very physical up front, downhill. As far as Franklin offensively and defensively, they're going to move some people around, but they had a good defensive front. They were a little bit young in the linebackers, kind of like what we are.
Yeah.
And we just felt like we needed to, you know, make a couple of things known for our kids really early in the week. This is what we want to stop. This is what we want to do. And, you know, to be able to go out there and accomplish those things certainly helped us and went a long ways in that win last night.
Go in and then we'll briefly, we'll touch on this and go to the rest of it, though, too. In terms of the special teams, again, very solid. I thought Walker was back exactly where we expect and want him to be, very precise. And again, the special teams play is a big part of it. And I think about the other thing that goes along with that a lot of times, particularly the punting game, is it felt like that we were playing on our side of the field the vast majority of the night.
It did. I thought we certainly won the field position, you know, I guess game you would say. I felt like our starting field position had to be around the 40-yard line or better. And I thought theirs probably was, you know, on back around the 25, something like that. You're talking about special teams. Walker was back, you know, being very precise like what you said. You know, all his extra points, his kickoffs were good. We were having to play some things a little bit kickoff-wise, and teams are starting to recognize who number 11 is now. And they're starting to really eyeball him coming down on kickoffs. So they were kind of going away from him.
All of their returns were on the far side.
So we kind of made some shifts as well, you know, trying to help that out. And, you know, they did a good job with their returns. But, you know, I just felt like we did some really good things. Had a fake punt last night. Got that.
Yes.
We were hoping to get that call. That was something we were looking for as well. And, you know, we had some things go in our favor, and then we had some things that didn't. You know, that's kind of part of the game, but great atmosphere. Man, just good night to be down there on the river last night.
And speaking of that, I mean, can you remember in your career with us, and I certainly can't in mine, how good of attendance we've had every – and I know the way you talked about this last week. The weather's been really, really good, but another just huge crowd.
I have not seen it. Be like this continuous. You know, obviously you're going to have one game here, one game there, but every game has been, you know, three quarters or better full. You know, obviously we got a big stadium.
Yes.
You know, we were laughing as a coaching staff last night, and we've kind of got used to getting back up to the coach's office and after the game, and you're able to have some of the concession stand food that's been left over, wherever, you know, some sandwiches or whatever. We had nothing. They've not had anything. They've run out of food, which is a good thing, you know, but we were kind of laughing about that last night.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Thank you for calling Insurance. Your estimated wait time is 45 minutes.
Are you tired of being just another number for these big insurance companies? Then reach out to Canton Insurance, a locally owned insurance company that will give you peace of mind for all your insurance needs. Why have strangers handle what's most important to you when you can have people from your own community looking out for you? At Canton Insurance, your family. Stop in at 97 Pisgah Drive in Canton or call 648-6550. Traditions abound in Haywood County. One local tradition that started in 1965 is your hometown Pisgah Barbershop, offering men's and boys' haircuts and straight razor shaves. Barber Ken Warren will keep you looking your best. Walk-ins and appointments are available. Pisgah Barbershop, 761 Champion Drive in Canton, a local tradition for 57 years. You won't be disappointed. You'll look good.
Looking for top-notch roofing and restoration services? Look no further than Pisgah Roofing and Restoration. They're your local experts in quality craftsmanship and competitive pricing. From re-roofs to roof repairs, siding, windows, solar energy, and guttering systems, we do it all with a passion for perfection. Serving Western North Carolina, Pisgah Roofing and Restorations is your trusted local partner. Contact us at 424-7112 for your roofing and restoration needs. Building strong roofs, building stronger communities. Pisgah Roofing and Restoration.
Back this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. I you know, just looking at you know, stat broadcast, and I can remember this from last night. In the first quarter, Coach, we had the first 20 minutes of the game, we had 16 minutes of possession to their four. So, you know, being able to hang on to the football is such a big deal. We kept their defense out there a good bit, and that really went into the second half, too. But we kept their defense out there a good bit. You know, we had, I think, in the first two, their first two drives, we forced three and outs twice. So again, very good defensively, you know, against third downs. But you know, talk about that for a minute, if you would, the importance of being able to maintain and do what you want to do, keeping their defense out on the field, allowing your offense to be out there, and vice versa for us, keeping our defense from having to be on.
I think that it all starts with it's the beginning of the game. You know, those first drives, whether you're on offense or defense, you know, being able to you know, start controlling the clock. You know, start controlling the line of scrimmage, you know, doing some of those things, having those long drives. You know, we've been able to do that a lot this season. You know, I can't go back and think of a game in the first series that we have not driven the ball offensively.
Yeah.
Sometimes we've got all the way down there and not got points.
Right.
But we've had long drives, and then defensively to be able to have some stops and get us right back in it. You know, and I come back to last night, we got down there, I think maybe on a second or third drive, and didn't get any points. We fumbled the ball down there, had a mishap and fumbled the ball, and defense held, and we got the ball right back about the 40-yard line, on our side. So defense held there and got us back going again. Just had some really good individual play, you know, as well, and certainly we can get into that. But I can't speak enough about our line last night. I mean, that just set the tone for us up front, and just really good to see. You know, I wanted to talk about those guys. We don't get a chance to talk about them individually as much, but I just wanted to make sure to mention them. You know, offensively for us, you know, Eli Hyman at center. You got Brody Hansen and Cole Smathers at the two guards right now. And you got Robbie Hensley and David Brooks at the two tackles. Jake Hansen at our tight end. You know, and we rolled some linemen in. Coach Lance does a good job keeping our kids fresh. Preston Wright comes in and plays quite a bit for us. Zach Ledford comes in and plays quite a bit for us. I mean, there's some moving pieces, you know, in there as well. But, man, just your linemen coming to you wanting to go back to certain place. I mean, that was the one constant that I heard as Coach Lance and them were having conversations on the sideline, them coming back and say, Coach, we need to do this. We need to run this. I can get him.
Yeah.
You know, I can go after this side. And, you know, and Braden sitting back and just loving it, you know, because he's getting a good surge up front, and he's not getting contact until probably 2 and 3 yards on some of them. He made some really good moves out in the open field last night. Landon doing a great job for us as well, not only blocking, but if he's catching the ball or if he's, you know, up in there running. I think he had 2 touchdowns last night. And then, obviously, you got your receiving core, but just really pleased with our guys up front, because we're not necessarily huge up front. But just that was just part of our game plan last night, was to try to be more downhill, and I think our guys did a really good job of that.
Did you see anything? They present anything that you hadn't seen?
No, I mean, they slid their front a little bit. We moved around and traded and gave them a few different looks just to see what we would get. Obviously, you got film and you see what other teams have done to them. They did some things differently than what we had seen on film. You know, we're pretty good up front as far as our calls go, and been able to switch some things if they need to blocking-wise. So they made a couple of, you know, the shift, we call it, obviously in the middle of a cadence and moved to a different front, somewhat different gap. And I thought our guys did a really good job of picking those things up as we were going through plays on the fly, you know, type stuff. But, again, just really good communication. Thought Aaron controlled everything really nice in the back end right there, and been able to get everybody where they needed to go to. And, again, just real pleased with our play last night.
On the other side, I did not feel like that their quarterback had any comfortability at all. We blew up screens. We forced him, you know, deep and making throws off his back foot, which led to 3 interceptions, I think, by my count. Kenyon had a couple. Jake had the one to score on. You know, you're causing a lot of havoc right now, both up front and in terms of the coverage downfield.
Absolutely. I think you mentioned a key word, kept him uncomfortable. And again, I think you start up front there, and obviously when you're getting that really surge, that push up front defensively, that's moving that pocket. That's not letting you be able to set your feet, you know, if they're, and they moved him out of the pocket a little bit. They rolled him a little bit, and you got Titus coming on the backside, and he's hawking you down, and you know, you got Hudson Smith that's in there, had a couple of big tackles for loss last night. Linebacker stayed clean again. You know, John Frazier and Camden Edwards doing a really good job in the middle, you know, occupying a lot of people, having to block them, and just, I mean, just stuffed the running game. I mean,
some pretty big backs,
with
too.
Some big back, and I'm going to give them, their backs, some credit. They had some really good hard runs, especially the tailback, 30, 47, the fullback, you know, carried a few of our guys.
Yeah.
I mean, they were not going to go down easy. This was still a downhill team. I think we were able to make contact quickly,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not let them kind of on the opposite of what Braden was and Landon was, where we weren't getting touched 2 and 3 yards until we got down the field.
Yeah.
They were getting hit at the line of scrimmage sometimes behind the line of scrimmage, and just did a really good job up front. Scheme was really good. Coach Rogers and that staff worked really hard. The pick six for Jake was something we had worked on. They had worked on all week long. Just knowing that route was there coming at some point, and I come back to, I don't think the quarterback was comfortable as he turned it loose. I think he just kind of threw it up to a spot and expected his guy to be there. And I mean, we had Jackson Batista underneath it, and Jake was over the top of it, and just sitting there in the right place.
And we're talking about when the few times that they did got inside the red zone, 10 to the 15 you mentioned just a minute ago, they had that run that carried a number of our guys down there. They could not get in, though. We really, you know, are very willful inside the 10 or 15-yard line defensively.
We are, and our guys kind of bowed their neck down there, especially going into halftime. I thought that was huge because they got the ball to start the second half. And for us to keep the momentum and not let them in really, I think, really took some air out of them, because that was, you know, they were banking on that one happening, you know, being that close and being down there, and obviously got the interception right there before, time ran out. And then, of course, we took a knee. We weren't going to get crazy you know, try to throw it up or anything, just take the knee and get in the locker room. But certainly think it helped keep that momentum on our side.
Getting points early, taking a lead 7-0, 14-0, that goes a long way against a run team, doesn't it, to kind of take them out of what they want to be able to do.
It does. You know, obviously, and I had talked about it on another show earlier in the week, you know, they've gone through some issues as well. Obviously, their quarterback transferred right before the season started. He went all summer with them, and all of a sudden transferred and went to Raven Gap. Really put them behind the eight ball early. And just as I had watched film, obviously, from the start to now, because we had pretty much all the films, I just thought they were getting better. I mean, they're finally starting to understand what they were trying to do and who they were trying to be. You know, had a great game last week. And, you know, it takes some time. I mean, you lose such a big piece that early that you weren't expecting to lose, and it takes you a little bit. And they had a couple of injuries as well. Saw some of those kids on the sidelines mm-hmm. over there. But, you know, we knew it was going to be a hard-fought game. It always is with Franklin. But I thought our kids really did a good job. And I think it started up front. Yeah. I think you just had to be impressed with what we did up front.
Back with more in a moment. It's a Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Hometown Hardware Flooring and Cabinetry Center, located at 1207 Pisgah Drive in Canton, offers a complete line of flooring products, including pre-finished and unfinished hardwoods, both solid and engineered, along with 100% waterproof rigid core vinyl plank, sheet vinyl, carpet, as well as a full line of kitchen cabinet and bathroom vanity products. Looking to make improvements? Stop by today and let Jeff show you their great selection of flooring and cabinetry products at Hometown Hardware's Flooring and Cabinetry Center.
Are you looking for a new home? Board of Trade helps their customers to feel comfortable when purchasing a home, whether it is new or used, walking you step by step through the entire process from start to finish. On a budget, Board of Trade beats all competitors' prices and offers friendly service to their customers. Board of Trade, located at 2772 Asheville Highway, Canton. If you're looking to sell your mobile home, call Amy at 648-5371. Board of Trade proudly backs the Bears.
Fall is the time to get your home ready for Old Man Winter.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Coach, this morning, I want to get to this, and we do, I think, a pretty good job of not harping too much on things. But when we're in the booth and we're trying to call the game for people and explain to them what's going on and make sense of it, there are occasions where we can't really explain to people what's going on because we don't really understand why. It doesn't seem to make sense. It doesn't seem to be logical. There were some calls, very frankly, last night that we were unable to explain to people that just did not, make a whole lot of sense. You mentioned this earlier, though. The argument certainly can be made that goes both ways. But I was curious as to your thoughts on that and perhaps some of the explanations that you had gotten on a few of those, again, that just seemed to be, again, at best difficult to explain.
Yeah, and I want to, before we get to that point, I'm going to talk about that really wasn't a discrepancy as far as a number. They had 7 penalties for 65 yards. We had 7 for 75 uh-huh. yards. So you mentioned it, sometimes you get calls that go in your favor, and sometimes you get calls that go against you. Obviously, as sitting up there like you are, as you're doing the radio stuff, trying to explain some things gets difficult sometimes. It can be difficult
sure.
down there
sure.
on the field
sure.
level too,
sure.
trying to figure out and make sense of it. There were a couple of times last night, obviously, that we questioned a couple of calls. There was a couple of times that I could look across the way, and
sure.
I'm pretty sure they were questioning it.
Oh,
at least
yeah.
that's why I think they were jumping up and down.
Oh, yeah.
And we were the same way. And I wanted to say this. That is coaches being passionate about trying to help their kids be successful.
Of course.
And we're no different. We are no different. And I've been notorious sometimes for even burning a timeout, to make sure I got my point across.
Yeah.
And just didn't feel like I needed to do that last night as far as, wasting a timeout to do that. But we had a couple of situations, that were questionable, we thought. Again, they did as well. You can look all the way across the board and see those things. Obviously we'll go back and review it. I will say this, just as I have every week, we always get a request from the Officials Association. They like to be able to go back and review the films. That helps them. I think they go in and do that on Sundays as a group, as a staff, as a region, I guess you would say.
Sure.
And we'll send the film off and let them look at those things as well to help themselves out. And, nobody's going to be perfect by any means, and we realize that. I'm not going to make a perfect call, and they're not going to do that either out there. But I think at the end of the day, for coaches, and I'm going to use that perspective, we work so hard all week in trying to make things as perfect as we can. And there's never a perfect play, ever. There's always something that, goes awry or, something happens that you didn't expect. But sometimes you feel slighted if you've worked so hard on a certain
sure.
play and all of a sudden it's kind of taken away because of a questionable call maybe that you thought was there and you really couldn't understand. But, again, that's part of the game. I think as coaches, you've got to be able to make your point, mate, make your point, get your point across, but then you got to be able to let it go, and you got to be able to move on to the next thing, because the longer you harp on it, the longer your kids are going to harp on it behind
absolutely.
You. And you got to be careful with that,
yeah.
Because you need them back in the game, as quick as you can. I will say for our crowd, at least at home, and I'd say even away, even though I'm trying to move on to the next play and we're trying to get our kids back dialed in our game, our crowd does a really good job
yes,
of continuing
do.
To remind
yes,
them
do.
That they didn't agree with maybe that call that
yeah.
was out there, and that's a good thing.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's kind of like having that advantage.
Absolutely.
A little bit. And, you know, we got those fence walker guys behind us.
Yeah.
And, you know, they love to talk a little bit and, you know, be loud.
Yeah.
And we ain't got no problem with that, especially if they're cheering for us.
Absolutely. And they certainly are going to do that, and that's for sure. Listen, before we get to the next break here real quick, JV's got a big win on Thursday night, and I know you got to be tickled about that because we've talked about how Franklin was just so good with their JV team.
Yeah, it really was. I'll come away more probably impressed with how our JVs played Thursday than maybe what we did last night. Come out, long drive to start with, drove the ball down the field and scored. They were a very big, strong JV team. We knew they were going to be. You know, we got a chance to watch a little film on them. I was talking with the coaches after that game. You know, we were scheduled to play 3 weeks ago. You know, we had the lightning delay here and didn't get the game. I don't know if we could have won that game. I don't know if at that point in the year, that point in the season, I know it's only been 3 weeks ago since that happened. I don't know if we could have won that game. You know, these kids have come a really long ways in a short amount of time. And I go back to the Smoky Mountain game in the fourth quarter and being able to come back and win that game like that really turned the corner for our JV kids and in our program. And we've really taken some nice strides forward because of that.
Yeah.
And we saw that on Thursday. I would have not thought that we could have done some of the things we did at the line of scrimmage with them up front, and we did. And it was really good to see.
Back with more in a moment. This is the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law, are proud to sponsor the Brett Chappell Show. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
Are you a student ready to embark on your journey towards financial independence? Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. Trailhead Student Checking is a high-dividend checking account designed exclusively for students aged 16 to 23. Your path to financial freedom begins at Mountain Credit Union. Start building a solid foundation for your future and enjoy the benefits that come with being a part of the Mountain Credit Union family. Rates subject to change, restrictions apply. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by any of our local branches to learn more. At Mountain Credit Union, we're here for you because we're here with you.
Are you looking for a reliable, professional, and affordable electrician for your home or business? You can rely on Henson Electric. Henson Electric does it all, from residential to commercial to industrial. You can count on Cody Henson, a Pisgah graduate with 18 years' experience. Henson Electric will show up and get the job done right. Call 734-4598 for your next project. They offer emergency service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Henson Electric proudly backs the Bears.
Coach is pointing his final segment. Boy, got a big one coming up. Two undefeated teams this week, and this is very, very well could be for the Marbles.
It could be. You know, we, in the back of your mind as a coach, you're kind of looking, watching your season unfold, and we talked about it in our coaches' meetings this past weekend. If we could get through this Franklin week, what a epic showdown it would be to go to Mills River with two undefeated teams and to get after it. And, you know, I told the kids last night after we finished the game and we had them all together and we were talking, I said, guys, I couldn't be more excited for you all for this opportunity because you will talk about this for the rest of your life. When you were undefeated, going up against West Henderson undefeated, it's just going to be a great app. I hope it's good weather.
Yeah,
it looks like it's going to warm back up just a little bit next week. I hope it's a good night, and I hope the people here from East Haywood are knocking on the gates at 3:30 to get in.
Yeah.
And being as crazy and loud as they can. I think it's going to be such a great atmosphere. I don't know if they're going to be ready for what we're going to bring to the game. I just be honest with you. I'm expecting us just to be just packed out and packed out early.
Big crowd will certainly make its way over to Mills. We're beginning against West Henderson next Friday night. 6:30 will be our airtime, 7 o'clock on the game call. Coach Chaplin, I'll be right back down here at Riverview on Saturday morning next week at 8 a.m. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.